You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 104. And today we're going to tackle something that I think could make the next 12 months really amazing for you. And that's how to wow and delight your clients, even on a shoestring budget. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Welcome to Amplify Your Success Podcast, inspired business leaders and entrepreneurs. It's your host, Melanie Benson here. And today we're going to go behind the scenes of some of the service businesses I worked with over the years and how they create wow experiences for their clients. And if you have not really paid attention to this part of customer service and business right now, this is super important because this is where you get your edge. This is where you like stand out from a really crowded market. Because let's face it, especially if you're a service business, there's a lot of service businesses are turning into commodities, which means you can't stand out because you pretty much do the same thing. The only way to stand out is to bring your personality, your brand, and wow experiences into the mix. And so I'm going to share some of the things that worked for me and worked for the clients that I coach, and hopefully to inspire you to really level up how you handle your clients once they get into your delivery, right? Into your business. I really, truly believe you cannot afford to skip this because essentially, and I'll lay this out for you in a few minutes, when you do skip this, you're going to lose free marketing. Like that, when you do this well, what I'm going to share with you today, when you do this well, you literally turn your clients into raving fans, which are your best sales force. And, you know, everyone can do this. Like it works for any kind of business to use at least one or two of these, if not all of these tips I'm going to share today. And so I think one of the important things we have to remember is at this time in our journey as businesses, especially if you're online or you have a commodity oriented service business, the baseline expectation is over deliver massive value. Like that's not even an option anymore. So I am a firm believer in standing out from your market by doing simple, really cost-effective things. And one of those things is going into every relationship with a potential client and a new client, making them feel special and valued. So I've noticed over the years, especially as scaling businesses gets more popular and people are really looking for ways to leverage their time and online trainings have gotten more popular, that oftentimes people just become a number. They become a sale, especially in situations where there's pressure to sell packages from a stage or at an event. It's just like, it's just numbers. Like, let's get more people in. And what happens is the people who enroll, the people who buy, they start feeling more like I'm just a sale than someone who's special to you in your business. And there's some very simple things that any business can do to, first of all, to kind of mitigate that feeling a client might end up having, and secondly, to really stand out from the crowded market. And one of the easiest ones to do is send a new client welcome card. With send out cards and just, you know, even the fact that it costs you less than a buck to put a card in the mail and say thank you and welcome a new client, it is a no-brainer to do something like that. And so if you want to stand out and you want to start building that connection and that rapport, which by the way, we're in an economy that know, like, and trust is essential because it's just so easy to jump to another provider, another solution easily in the digital world. So you do something like that in the non-digital. So you've sent them the email, great, but now it's a non-digital, it's a tangible thing they get in the mail and you've now made a new impression. Another little nuance on that is make a welcome call. Even if it's your assistant who calls and welcomes people and makes sure they know how to get started or, hey, did you get it? We've had over the years tons of email deliverability issues. So people would buy something but not get the email that said, hey, here's how to get it. And so a simple, quick 5-minute phone call, even if you're leaving a voice message saying, welcome, we're so pleased to have you join us, let us know what we can do for you, really stands out. I remember a couple years ago, I was running a promotion on something, it might've been my Build Your Dream Team program, and we were doing the welcome calls, and my assistant calls and welcomes them, make sure they got what they needed, make sure they know how to get into the portal, and ask if they have any questions. And the client that we called had actually not received the live call, but got a recorded message saying welcome and all that. And she emailed us back and said, wow, I have bought thousands of dollars of products over the years, enrolled in tons of coaching programs. This was the very first time I actually got a phone call thanking me. Standing out, right? Bonding, connecting, making people feel valued and special. Now, you know, when people enroll in higher packages or spending more money, I think it's really nice to send something a little bit more than a card and just do the follow-up call. But like raise the bar and send a package or gift. Now, it could be a package of your resources. Maybe you have a few books or you've got some tangible things that are branded. Maybe you have a little welcome kit you send out. We have different things we do at different times of the year, but when people enroll in my Awaken Leadership Mastermind, we have a cute little package we put together that has a journal and it has a book and it has a mug that's branded with, you know, the theme of our program. And so we do like, you know, put some candy in there and just make it fun. Like I want somebody to open that box and go, oh, this is so sweet. Like, wow. How thoughtful. Like I want them to just have a lightening to their day, right? I want them to feel a little more excited. And every time they use that mug, I want them to think about the program that they're in and the results that they're getting. These little steps go a long way to, again, building that connection. Remember, the first 30 days of someone's investment in your program, investment in your services, the first 30 days that they've connected with you and they bought something, they're very impressionable. Okay, so they're still trying to navigate how to use it. They may be starting to feel buyer's remorse or second guessing their investment, or they're trying to really get the investment recouped and work the process that you're laying out for them. Those first 30 days are critical. And so anything that you can do to reinforce they made a great decision is a really smart way to delight and wow them. I was thinking about the first steps of companies that I've worked with over the years, and not everybody does this. Like a very few of the big ticket like investments I've made in coaching, anything ever shows up in the mail, right? I might get an email, but nothing personalized or packaged or anything like that. But some companies that do a really good job, and again, it's a premium investment, is Mercedes. So every time I would lease my Mercedes at that time. Every time I would get a new Mercedes, they would send me this little kit in the mail of, you know, some specials at that dealership, some things that they want to do for me, how to contact the owner, a beautiful book of, you know, some options and things for Mercedes. So there were some things that came in the mail, even though they were mostly just generic Mercedes things, it still is a reinforcement of the value of that investment, of that purchase. I recently shifted to a different kind of car because I wasn't in love with the Mercedes that year. And it was I don't even remember what it is. So funny, everybody laughs at me every time. I'm like, I can't even remember what kind of car I got. It's in the Ford line and it's a more environmentally friendly car. And I love this car, actually. I really, really do. They've really up-leveled the customer experience and they've up-leveled the interior. And I honestly, I even like it more than my Mercedes. I know it's crazy to say. But they also did a really great job of calling me, making sure I had what I needed, of, you know, the salesperson would make sure that I knew how to schedule my service. So again, this might be dealer-centric, but think about how can you make sure your customers feel really good about the decision they made. Let's move on to number two. And this is a point in the delight journey that's a really critical point. And that is the onboarding. So onboarding means your prospect has said yes. They've either bought online, they've bought, you know, in person, they've enrolled in your program. And again, it's in that first 30 days. How you bring on a new client has a really significant impact over the like subconscious commitment that they're making to you. You're basically impressing upon them the value of the decision they made, and you're basically seeding the happiness factor of this purchase, of this, you know, step they've taken. So there's a couple of things that I suggest, especially if you have a service business and there's a lot of pieces to the thing that they've enrolled in or bought. How you bring them on can either make them feel more confident and really soothe any anxiousness they've had about making a big purchase, or rear it up and make them even more uncomfortable. And there's three pieces. One is that welcome call I mentioned earlier. Second is, how do you like teach them how to use your product or your program? With digital learning and all the online courses and online software these days, there are companies that make their entire living about teaching someone how to get the most out of the product for what they call the stick value, meaning how do we get the client to keep using the product and not jump because they don't understand how to use it. A friend of mine has done the e-learning, basically the online learning for LinkedIn for years and years and years. So there's a lot of ways that this shows up. But what she says is that, you know, learning how to use a product and or learning how to deliver a product, even on the other side, on the employee side, can have a massive improvement over retention. And so what if the way you welcome somebody and you teach them how to use your product is the very thing that makes them feel even better about the investment and helps them get better results? So first of all, how you welcome them, how you teach them to use it, and then what systems do you have in place to make sure that the experience they have during that onboarding goes smooth? So do you have a contract? Do they get a welcome package? Do they need access to certain components? Are there things you're going to be sending them in the mail? You know, how do you execute on the deliverables? Having a system really makes that feel smoother to them, and it helps you from having breakdowns and missed components because you're so busy selling the next person or in other areas of your business. And then a fourth piece of this is communication. Now, communication spans throughout the entire life of a contract, but how well you communicate with the client can have a massive impact over their experience. And if you want to wow them, think about how quickly do you and or your team respond? How accessible are you? How exquisite and graceful are you in your communication? So let's face it, people are going to have issues. They're going to have stuff come up. We're all human. Sometimes we get triggered and, you know, and we feel like the client's out of line, or maybe we've brought on a client who really isn't a good fit. And now we're like, why did I do this? Right? Regardless of where you're at, having that exquisite, graceful communication can really like help you steer clear of customer service issues that blow up into social media frenzies, right? Recently, there was an issue with United Airlines where a stewardess did something to a passenger, handled things in a really poor way, and somebody captured it on social media and it went viral. You don't want that to be what goes viral about your business. You want the good stuff to go viral, right? You want the referrals to go viral. And so having ways to handle difficulties, challenges, miscommunications, breakdowns in an exquisite, graceful way can go a long way to wowing and delighting your customers. Doesn't mean you have to make them right when they're wrong. It means how you navigate the conversation makes them feel amazing, makes them feel special, and makes them feel valued, even if it's giving them a refund. So these are some of the things we want to look at in the onboarding and now moving into the next phase, which is how do you follow through? Okay, so how do you follow through on the expectations you set? So let's make this the next point, and that is expectations are where things are experienced as amazing or experienced as a letdown. And setting an expectation is very important upfront. How do things work? And so if we kind of bundle this with communication, communicating clearly in a contract what they get, when they get it, and how to get it is going to wow them. They're going to be like, oh, I know what to do. Even if they don't retain it, you have something they can refer back to. You have something your team can refer back to. Makes a huge difference. If you deliver a service or you're a virtual contractor or you have an ongoing relationship where things are due every month, having these expectations clear of what is it they're getting, how are you going to work together, how do you manage what's called scope changes, things that are different, and how available are you? How available are you? How are you going to be present to them? Are you available 2 days a week? Are you available 5 hours a week? Does it, you know, hey, if you call me, I'm going to be present, or it's going to take 24 to 48 hours to hear back from me? Being really clear about that is critical. I recently had an interesting experience with someone who I had hired to do some work on Infusionsoft. And in our onboarding, they set an expectation that, you know, usually they'd be able to respond within a couple hours. Well, there was a couple of days where something was going on their side and they were not responding for hours and hours and hours. And then it was a whole new day and hours and hours and hours. And, you know, we had a breakdown because I needed something quick and they were not responding. And I had actually asked for it, you know, 5 days earlier. So it kind of ended our relationship because they weren't actually following through on the level that of expectation they set. And truth be told, they tried to make me wrong for it, but that's on them. The bottom line is when you set proper expectations and you say, look, you know, we're busy here. You make the request. We'll get to it within 24 to 48 hours, or, you know, we do our best to respond within 2 hours, but we might not always be able to do that. Just having clarity is really critical, especially for how things, if things change, you know, that dreaded scope creep, the client, hires you for one thing and then adds 10 more things, having that clarity, like what happens if this gig changes? Now everybody knows what to expect when it happens. So communication, expectations, follow through. How well do you follow through on the commitments and deliverables that your client is asking for? Again, this is a place where you wow people or you let them down. Again, I know a lot of people are people pleasers. They want to make people happy. They really do believe they can do something. But if you, on any level, cannot follow through, it's your job to communicate that. Again, I guess I have a lot of examples of contractors where these things break down, but I had someone on my team who would promise me these big things and then would disappear for like 3 or 4 weeks. And so it didn't really like land well. And so I started to realize that's just their gig. They can see what's possible, but they can't execute. And so if you want to wow your clients and you want retention, you want people to stick with you through thick and thin, and even when things break down, they see what really you are made of, you have to be delivering on your commitments. You have to make sure that you have a way to capture what you say you're going to do and then deliver on it. If you don't, it creates a big energy leak and it starts planting seeds of doubt. So the rule of thumb is under promise, over deliver. Under promise what you say you can do, set expectations you know you can meet, and then do better. That's what people love. So I want to move on to a different point here, and that is point number 4, how to really transform people and get people raving fans and get them wanting to refer you business is to thank them. Look, if somebody's taking the time to send you a potential client, the least you can do is acknowledge it. It blows my mind how many people never acknowledge referrals. So maybe, you know, people don't capture them and they don't know where they're coming from. And maybe people don't remember. But by and large, I would say 60% of the people who receive referrals do not actually acknowledge the person who referred them. It's so simple. A quick call, an email at a bare minimum. Throw a thank you card in the mail and say, I'm so appreciative of this referral. Go a little bit extra, really up level, and throw a Starbucks card in there. Can you imagine you send a referral someone's way and you get a card in the mail that says, thank you for thinking of me. There's a $5 Starbucks card in here. And I can't get there in person since we live across the country, but please go have a coffee on me today and just know how much I appreciate you. Boom. Now they're like, wow, this was fun. I got Starbucks in the mail. How many more referrals can I send? Like, it just creates this like little seed of gratitude and appreciation that makes people want more of that. It creates a really nice feeling. Now, if somebody's sending you bigger clients, what if you wowed them by sending a gift? Thank them for that referral. I have a couple people in my mastermind group who actively send me referrals, who actively refer private and mastermind clients all the time. And I'm so grateful. And so I will, once that person has actually enrolled, send them a nice little thank you package that has some treats in it and some really sweet things. And they're always delighted to open it up because they're surprised. It's a fun package to open up. It's got some really nice things in it and it makes them realize they're appreciated. What are you doing to thank your referrals? Okay. I have a client who's an accountant and again, they get a lot of referrals. And one of the things she does is she has a package that has a book in it and it has some brownies and some other little things that when a referral comes in, the team knows send that out. And the person who books new clients knows to ask, oh, did you get referred by somebody? We want to say thank you. And that's how they capture it. Now, I am a fan of steering clear of candy and cookies because in today's day and age, there's a lot of people who don't eat sugar, they don't eat gluten, they're allergic to this, allergic to that. We just don't know. So I learned over the years when I had sent a couple cookie packages and like, that was really thoughtful. I'm so sorry. I don't eat that stuff though. I'm like, oops, my bad. That I now look for things that don't have candy involved in cookies. But if you can get to know a little bit about your referrer, you can even customize that. Let's get to the last point. Ideally, when you have a client starting in your process or you have somebody buy the thing that you offer, there's going to be a moment of excitement and inspiration, and you want to be able to help them keep that excitement and inspiration throughout your process with them. So it's helpful if you capture their results. I've noticed that in a lot of services, there's a time when, you know, between the time that they enroll or they start working with you and the time that this comes up, there's going to be a gap. So it might be a few months, it might be a year, might be several years. And, you know, human beings are interesting creatures. They do tend to evaluate their investments from time to time and go, is this still worth it? Sometimes people, especially high achievers, or people who are always focused on the next big thing, or they have a lot going on, they don't always retain the value of all their services. They don't always retain the value, especially if they're not actively using it. So you can help, again, retain clients longer and help them become raving fans by capturing what's working for them. So we do this in a couple ways. Every week and every time I meet with a client, I'm always asking them to fill out a little form that keeps capturing what is working, what results are they getting from our work together. And then what I do is when they share something with me on a call, like let's say we're on a Own Your Bold call, or we're on a mastermind call, or we're, you know, even doing a private coaching session, and they say something like, okay, so this happened and I had this huge breakthrough or this result happened. I really acknowledge them. And then I ask them, can I capture that for you? Can I document that? And actually, you know, and if they say absolutely, and I said, would you be okay if I shared that with other people who are considering joining this program? They almost always say yes. So now guess what happened? First of all, I've anchored a great breakthrough for them. I've documented it. I'll send it back to them. And if they ever do kind of hit some bumps and start questioning our work together, I'll reflect back to them many of these things that they shared. And that becomes a good pivot point for them to say, all right, well, what's different? What have I stopped doing? Or where did things break down? The other thing it does is I've now got a testimonial while it's fresh. And this, I hear from people all the time. It's like, oh, I have clients and they will never, I can't get them to give me testimonials. And that's because you're waiting till they're not in that appreciation. They're not in the moment of it. And truth be told, they don't go back and calculate all their breakthroughs out of memory. It's your job to capture them for them. Now, here's how this becomes the wow and delight. When they start to accrue all these breakthroughs and they reflect on them regularly, they know they're continuing to make one of the best investments possible, especially if they're constantly, like if you've got a continuity or an ongoing payment plan of some kind, every time they're making that payment plan and they get to reflect back on these great breakthroughs, they're eager to do it. If they can pay $500, $1,000, $1,500 to get $10,000, $50,000, $100,000 in revenues back, that's a great investment, right? That's what you want to help your clients see. Okay, always help them anchor in why they made a great decision with you, capture it, and keep sharing it with them so they remember. I love to hear if you have any great ways that you wow your clients too. So be sure to come over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com, search for today's episode 104, and share with me what you do to wow. There's so many different things you can do. These are some of the things that really stand out right now, and probably because I'm noticing they're not being done very actively. Now, before you go, I want to remind you about a free resource that's available to you right now. Especially if you're in a place where you are noticing you don't have some good cash flow in place, or you could use a really quick bump of revenue coming into the business. It's my top 10 strategies for getting a revenue rush into your business. Okay, these are tried and true strategies I use in my business, I use with my clients, and they work to get you an extra $1,000, an extra $10,000. Some of them will even work, if your business model is set up right, to get you a quick six figures in the door. So you can get that at yourrevenuerush.com, totally free. Be sure to download it right away and pick at least one of the strategies you'll try in the next 30 days. Thanks for being here today. I'm really looking forward to hearing your thoughts on today's episode. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.